is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio, it's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot Rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All right, hey Adam, I just sent you a brand new 30 for 30 by Grant. I just emailed it to you. Let me know when you get that downloaded. Yeah, a fresh brand, I mean just literally hot off the presses. Seconds ago, new 30 for 30 from Grant. Now it's a Dan Mullen one. Yeah, it's a 30 for 30, and it is about Dan Mullen. And it's a picture. If you saw the tweet, it's a picture of Mullen in that Darth Vader outfit. Remember that? Remember that moment? Yeah, back to the recruiting thing. Jerry Hamilton, we would have him on, and sometimes it would be, who would we have on? Who was it? Left ESPN for On Three for Shannon Terry's company. Anyways, that was a really good hire. But Jerry, when we went back to Terrestrial, would come on with us regularly. But if you will recall, Jerry accidentally tweeted something that he should not have tweeted. He apparently was looking at a... How would I say? I think I can get by with this and not get in trouble. He must have been looking at an adult site and somehow tweeted a picture from that adult site. I think he was multitasking, doing recruiting work, and also looking at that site and ended up tweeting that. And obviously Twitter went nuclear when he did this. He got mocked and made fun of, and Just imagine Twitter, okay? And he was due to be on with us the next day. Now, this is a couple of years ago. And I texted him a little later that day and said, I'm assuming you don't want to come on tomorrow. And he said, no, I'm not going to be able to come on. That's the last I talked to him. I tried a couple of times a while later to contact him to get him on because he is so good. And he wouldn't respond. I don't think he does any media at all anymore other than he tweets. He tweets recruiting stories, recruiting tidbits, news, breaking stories, stuff like that he still does. But as far as being a guest on a show, I think after that incident, and that was several years ago, 3, 4, 5 years ago. Again, I don't remember exactly when. He's not available. I can't even get him to respond and say, I'm just not doing that anymore. It's crickets. And it's a shame because he's really, really good. It's the best we ever had doing that. Of all the folks, and JC, remember JC did it a bunch with us too? JC did it actually many more years than he did. And JC was really good. But the best, if I'm ranking them on radio, responding, you got to remember when we have these folks on, I don't give them a list of here are some of the questions. There's no preparation. Well, there's lots of preparation, but there's no here's what we're going to be doing. It's whatever comes, comes. You better be ready. That's not easy. Remember we had on Steve Wilfong for a while, and it was, I could tell it was hard on him. And Wilfong does a good job. He's the, isn't he the head guy, recruiting guy at 24/7. But the random questioning and things, I don't think he was that comfortable with. And actually what happened with him, with Wilfong, is we finished a recruiting year a couple of years ago, and he said, Bill, I'm going to take some time off after recruiting. And after that, I never called him back. No. And I don't know. He's living in Indianapolis. He's still in Indianapolis, but... And Wilfong does a good job, but he's not that good on radio. Not compared to Jerry Hamilton. But yeah, Jerry's good. Okay, Adam says he's ready with this brand new. This is from Grant. He's pushing about 10 of these. I mean, we've had, I think we had 7 or 8 before. It's been a year or two since he's given us a new one. Here's the new one. Take a listen.
What if I told you the head football coach at the University of Florida is being considered for the role of Cousin Eddie in the new National Lampoon's Vacation 2 movie? What if I told you his wife has kissed on more Florida players than Candy Fisher? What if I told you the first thing he bought after getting his new contract was a studio-quality Chewbacca mask? ESPC 30 for 30 presents Dan Mullen, the Darth Gator.
There's the new one. 30 for 30 grand. Adam, what was the one you, do you have the Lane Kiffin, the Cosby Cattleman one? You have that in front of you? Can you pull that up? Yeah, the one you played yesterday. The one that he did about the Cosby Cattleman and Lane Kiffin and all that. But it's, yes.
The Nickel 12, the popcorn bill, you know your college football Saturday's probably going in the wrong direction.
What if I told you there was a Tennessee fan with a tattoo of Lane Kiffin on his left butt cheek? What if I told you he keeps a fifth of Dickel number 12 in his orange Tony Lama boots on game?
And get rid of Bruce Pearl for having too many hot dogs on his grill.
What if I told you he coined the term Fatmer? ESPC 30 for 30 presents the Cattleman from Cosby.
Hell, he beat Saban. Freeze can coach. He might cheat and call the hookers, but he can coach football.
That might be one of the best lines on the show, and it's history. He may cheat and call the hookers, but he can coach football. That one was good. That one was good. In Adam, are they labeled? Is there one? Isn't there one about Karen in there too? I think there are about 8 or 10 of them. But is it labeled? Is there one labeled Karen? Yeah, hit it right now. I'm trying to remember some of these. It's not. Okay. What's Adam? What are some of the other labels there? You can see them. Oh.
What if I told you there was an offensive genius in Gainesville with no quarterback? What if I told you he loves sharks?
Miss McElwain.
Really loves sharks. What if I told you there were pictures to prove it? ESPC 30 for 30 presents Mac, the gator who loved sharks.
That's one of them. Yep. I knew there was a McElwain one.
What if I told you there was a Jimbo Fisher superfan whose Twitter account is actively being investigated by the NCAA?
This is the Karen one.
What if I told you that every Friday night at her local karaoke bar, she dedicates her performance of Ain't No Mountain High Enough to Jimbo Fisher? What if I told you the centerpiece of her living room is a painting of Jimbo Fisher holding her dog Norman? What if I told you her tailgating cocktail of choice is Metamucil and vodka? ESPC 30 for 30 presents KKL, the Gam Gam of college football.
You know what? It's so good because it's been maybe a year or two since we played some of these. There's a bunch of them. Adam, is there any other labels in there that I'm skipping? Here's one. Here's one. I don't know which.
What if I told you a small-time coach rose through the ranks to build an empire in Oxford? What if I told you God had his heart, but the devil had his phone? ESPC 30 for 30 presents When Hugh Freezes Over.
I'm telling you, these are even better listening to them now.
There was a coach at Oklahoma State that was extremely proud of his gender and age.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
What if I told you his hair inspired the movie Joe Dirt? What if I told you that he's so cool he doesn't need social media? ESPC 30 for 30 presents Gundy, the man, the myth, the mullet.
And you got any others, Adam? Are you running out of bullets? Okay.
What if I told you LSU's football coach was the voice of Cookie Monster?
Hello, Cookie Monster here. Today, me going to see what shape is best for cookies.
What if I told you his life inspired the character Sling Blade?
Reckon what you like to eat in there?
Well, the French fries are pretty good.
French fried potatoes?
What if I told you he hates being interrupted at a press conference?
Oh, stop. Hey! Stop the ball! Stop the press! I'm having a press conference! Thank you!
ESPC 30 for 30 presents Coach O, the Cajun Cookie Monster.
Beat Alabama. Go Tigers. Nom, 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 nom.
That's it. Adam says, I think we exhausted all of them there. So, Adam, what a... Yeah, well, there may be... I think there's a couple more, but those are the ones Adam was able to find. Anyways, that was a pretty good run right there. Ah, there's others. Yeah. Grant, welcome back, sir. That's good stuff right there. Steven down in Baton Rouge says, laugh my bleep off. What if I told you her tailgate drink of choice was Metamucil and vodka? He said, Bill, I had to pull off the road. I'm laughing so hard. Those are good. Yeah, I don't know... I think there's a portion of this audience might not have heard some of those. Those are good. That's Grant in the Borough, who does those from his home. Anyways, we'll take the break here. If Alan, tell Alan to hang tight. I can get to him if he's still on hold. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic pick up even more in the last few minutes here on I-40 here at Fessler's. Traffic's on the increase 65 down through Madison. It's heavy, but it's moving on 24 as you come in through the Joelson area. Still working a wreck over in Hermitage at OHB at Plantation Drive and wrapping up a crash that happened 700 block at Thompson Lane. Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music. You can always order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Vicki Yates is here, ladies and gentlemen.
As a fan of both of the men, this is the place to be. Do you want to know about sports? This is the place to be. Listen to John and Greg. This is it.
Wow. That was awesome.
I quit.
No, I'm done. That's a mic drop.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs today around 92. For tonight, partly cloudy, 71. Friday, mostly sunny, highs 87. Friday night, partly cloudy, low 71. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs near 92. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Get into the Bill King Show, 615-844-5600. He doesn't charge by the minute.
By the way, Jim and Jupiter, I cannot read that tweet. I want to. I do. I know. I want to read your tweet, your most recent tweet. I just can't. I think you know why. Anyways, if you follow Jim, you may get a chuckle. Well, let me look at it. He's talking about Jerry Hamilton. Jerry had one hand on, and he had another hand on his recruiting site. Okay, there you go. I don't know. Adam may have to take that to the lawyers and see if that's acceptable. We have to pull that out of the archives, see what's up there. Alan in Tampa, what's up, sir?
morning, buddy. I just had my truck at a job site leaving. I had to stop. That's some of the funniest bleep I've ever heard in my life.
Had you not heard any of those?
No, I thought about the one about Cousin Eddie. I heard all the other ones.
Oh, yeah, that's the new one. Yeah, Cousin Eddie is fresh off the presses.
Well, when I get the commitment, dinner and drinks are on me, Grant. That's hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. She's kissed more Florida players than Candy Fisher. That was awesome.
Dude, you got to know some. You got to know some history to be able to do that. You know, you got to know some things.
Hey, listen, that dude just hit a grand slam in the bottom of the ninth, bases loaded, behind by three. I mean, that was perfect. That made my day.
I wonder how many people in the audience, when the he's kissed more Florida players than Candy Fisher, I wonder how many that went up over their head. They didn't get it.
Probably quite a few, but the Cousin Eddie thing, that's what I always tell him. I can't take credit for that. Somebody else tweeted it or said it on your show or something. I think right. That's perfect for him. That's who he reminds me of anyway. But I got to go. I've headed to a meeting with some people I really don't care for, so I can think about this while they're yapping their gums.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was... Go ahead, Al. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said it made my day.
Where are you? Are you in Tampa? Where are you at?
Yeah, I was down. Actually, I was down by IMG this morning. We're doing a little job in Sarasota, and I'm headed downtown Tampa to meet. I had a meeting, and then I'm picking up my brother and my sister-in-law at the airport at 1:00.
There you go. There you go. I think I might have some folks moving down your area soon.
I'm serious, man. Now listen, I know a lot of people around here. If they kids need anything or help with anything or anything I can do for them, you got my phone number.
Oh, I know. I appreciate that, good friend.
Anything I can do, I'll be more than happy to do it. Or if I can't do it, I probably know somebody that can.
I believe you there. Absolutely.
It's like we used to say, if we can't buy, if we ain't got it, we'll buy it. If we can't buy it, we'll steal it. Have a great day, buddy.
You too. Alan down in Tampa. Tom in Milwaukee says, Bill, when we had to tighten our belts, the $370 per year to SiriusXM was the first to go. Regular listen of College Sports Nation, ESPNU, but the increasing PC woke comments were the final straw. Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I don't know who's doing what on that channel. Or I don't even know what channels we're talking about. But anyways, had a good time when I was there, though. Yeah. I do know that when we were there, we had a very good time doing it. That was the good part. And again, the irony of it all is it was exactly 10 years. Exactly right there on the button, because we signed off the, what was it? Am I going to get this wrong again? December 31st, 2014, I believe was the last. I know it was the last day of the year. I do know that. Yeah, anyways. All good stuff there. Yeah, and appreciate Grant. Let me double back on all that. Those audio clips, and they probably even sounded better because we hadn't played them in a while, which made it, some of those I'd forgotten some of the verbiage in them. And those absolutely, when you play those, rang a bell. I tell you what, Adam, are you handy? Can you find the latest one I sent you? The one from Grant regarding Dan Mullen? Yeah, and again, anybody and everybody's fair game in these. This is not one team gets picked on only. No, no, you heard it. There were a lot of variety, a lot of different topics in those 30 for 30s. Anything, any good type topic is fair game for these, on these 30 for 30s. But the latest one that he just sent a second ago, if somebody's just now tuning in, Adam, can you play that? Can you hit that? Here it is.
What if, bam, I told you the head football coach at the University of Florida is being considered for the role of Cousin Eddie in the new National Lampoon's Vacation 2 movie? What if I told you his wife has kissed on more Florida players than Candy Fisher?
What if I told you the first thing he bought after getting his new contract was a studio quality Chewbacca mask? ESPC 30 for 30 presents Dan Mullen, the Darth Gator.
Allen just brought it up. Has kissed on more Florida players than Candy Fisher. Do you folks understand the backstory there? Do you? All right. What's the year we're in right now? We're in 2021. First of all, I'm a Jimbo Fisher fan. I like Jimbo. Okay. This is not trying to demean. Jimbo's doing a good job at A&M so far. But Jimbo, look, when you're a public figure, people know your stuff, right? Sometimes. In Jimbo's later years at Florida State, he had a lot of things going down. Okay, he had a big snit with folks in power there that they could not get repaired. That was one. Jimbo has a son who has significant health issues that's very important to him, right? That young kid is taken care of. It's an upsetting story, but Jimbo's done a very good job with all that. And he also had a failing marriage that was going on with his then wife, Candy. And one of the things that happened there is she ended up cheating on Jimbo with a former Gator. If you don't know the whole story, it's public. I'm not breaking any private news here, but many of you may not know the backstory there. Yeah, Jimbo had a lot of things going down, including that last, the football program was also deteriorating. Jimbo had a lot of things going on simultaneously, life things that can happen to people, right? Could happen to anybody. And then you've got A&M coming in and saying, we'll give you a fresh start, and here's a $75 million contract. Jimbo had about a millisecond to think about it. Okay, boom, I'm out of here. I don't blame him. I'm not blaming him. Heck, fresh start, unlimited money, unlimited resources, taking over a classic underachiever that can be big. Don't blame him one bit. But if you know the backstory, he had a lot of things. I mean, in his life, day to day, a lot of things that were all simultaneously upsetting, okay? And that 30 for 30, what it mentioned, Candy Fisher has kissed on more Florida. Wow. Or Mullen's wife, I guess. Is that what it, yeah. Again, but that, so that's the backstory if you don't know. Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of America. Bill, we know one thing. Candy Fisher has done more to Florida football players than, oh my gosh. Alan in Tampa says, Adam, please play that clip every day. I don't know if Adam, I don't know what Adam wants public or not. I'll tiptoe around this, Adam. Adam may have found somebody. I'm just going to put it may. I'm going to air quotes around the word may. Adam's been interviewing. If you go to the Omni, let's say you went to the Omni, you just sat in the lobby. You'd probably see Adam slinking around in there interviewing people. It's where he takes his people when he interviews them. He's interviewed quite a few folks. And I got a little message from Adam recently, said, we may have something. We may or may not. I guess it's unclear. Would that be fair, Adam? So far it's unclear. We'll see. Grant posting a picture. He says, it's so weird. Mullen's wife kisses all the Florida players as they get off the bus. T-Bar Tommy did the same thing. I just, look, I know that in the grand scheme of things, if you have a coach or coach's wife that shows affection to the players, and I don't mean in a bad way. I don't mean in a bad way. I mean in a supportive type way. I know it really, it just is weird to me. I'm sorry. I'm not saying it needs to be weird for everybody. I just, if I had a kid on a ball club, would I want the player's wife kissing all the players, including my son? I mean, I wouldn't throw a fit over it. If I had a kid, I wouldn't, particularly in the position I'm in, I wouldn't say anything publicly about it. Certainly when he was there at the school, whatever school. But I wouldn't, you know, privately, and I probably wouldn't even say anything to anybody on the staff. But I wouldn't be, it still would be awkward to me. Does that make sense? It just would be. I don't think there's anything other than just showing support for it. I just think it's a little odd. Just me. Yeah, Dan, now Dan, I remember one year at the SEC meetings, I was talking to Dan, and he said, yeah, me and my wife, we in the car, we'll listen to the show, and we always like the part where you speculate on my, because at the time he was at Mississippi State, and the Miami job came open, there was some speculation that maybe he would either entertain or they would contact him. I don't know if there was anything there or not. With Mullen in Miami. Again, this is when he was still in Stark Vegas. But nonetheless, that drop by Grant there on that 20 for 20 was good. Perry Mason says, Bill, tell Adam we're ready for the clown show 30 for 30. For bowl cut. I'm a good sport, but that's two Gators. Let's see what the Georgia love. Grant, I don't know, Grant, do you have anything with the Georgia Bulldogs? What would be the storyline? What if I told you there was a coach at Georgia who got his bangs cut like it's a bowl cut? What if I told you he's almost beaten Alabama several times but can't get it done? 30 for 30 presents, and then I don't know. Is that humorous? Is that good? Grant has set a high standard with these. So you can't show up with a really bad one. Would that one hold any? What if I told you we had a coach at Georgia whose bangs look like he gets them cut with a bowl over his head? What if I told you we had a coach who always wins in the recruiting rankings? What if I told you we have a coach who almost beats Alabama every time but can't quite do it? What if I told you we've got a coach who puts in a future first-round draft pick at quarterback to run a fake in the most inopportune time you could possibly decide to do this in a disaster of a play? That's a little long-winded, right? That probably wouldn't flow well, but those are some of the storylines, right? I don't know. Let me tell you something, Perry. That's all up to Grant. These are all up to him. Allen in Tampa, Bill, Grant deserves a radio Emmy. You know another thing? Grant has a pet hog, about 150-pound hog. That's a thing. No, that's a thing. I don't know anybody else that's got one. Maybe people in this audience might, but yeah, Grant's got one. I've watched videos of these. These things are very, very cute. I did not know that I would think a pig or a hog would be cute, but these things actually are. Now, again, if I brought one home, my wife would probably kill me. So I probably will never have one, but that is a thing. Yeah, the girls would like it, but And a lot of these, and a lot of them do live in the house. That's another thing that would get me kicked out right there. Now, these things get big. When they're little, they're very cute. And then they get big and big. I mean, and they will literally eat anything. You put a empty metal can out, they'll probably try and eat it, right? Anyways, we'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm looking at this crash here on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. Traffic's just slow go now. Trying to get in from Rutherford County from Murfreesboro now. Trying to get up through the Hickory Hollow area here on 24 going westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway on the scene of this accident. Traffic starting to bunch up again here on 65 South at Trinity Lane. Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music. Order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time. Traffic.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Napa know-how.
Some things just go better together, like a 5-quart jug of Napa full synthetic motor oil and a platinum filter for $26.48. It's like bacon and eggs, hot dogs and mustard, or Joni and Chachi. Ask your dad about it. That's Napa full synthetic and a platinum filter for $26.48. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 6/30/21.
Superior Painting and Remodeling is on the air saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This proud salute is brought to you by Superior Painting and Remodeling. For the best in kitchen and bath remodeling with over 30 years of experience, call the pros today at 615-948-9930. That's 615-948-9930. Also now hiring. Superior Painting and Remodeling. The professionals who care.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and the season of Kyle Larson continues, nabbing his fourth win this season so far at Nashville Super Speedway over the weekend. Oh, man, up next, it's a doubleheader for the NASCAR Cup Series at Pocono. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We're doing video now. Check us out at youtube.com/TheFinalLap every single weekday right here.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
No word from the Cosmic Hanneman today. Now, he doesn't call every day, but I figured he'd have two angles today. Number one, the Vandy boys come back and win. That was not good for him. He would find a reason to blast that. 13.7 scholarships. He'd bring something up. And then the other thing is Tony Vols, I don't think's going anywhere. It's not trending for Tony Vols to leave Tennessee. Now, again, watch some news happen later today. I don't claim to be in the know on that one, but it doesn't sound like he's going anywhere. He's making, I think I saw, around $500K, and a new deal will put him probably triple that, if not more. Again, just loose speculation here. But I don't think Tony Vols is going anywhere, which is good for Tennessee. Tennessee needs some good news. Tennessee could use some sustained good news. The news ain't been all that good for quite some time on Rocky Top. Again, my oldest two boys are 22 and 23. They're both, one's about a year plus removed, maybe 2 years now from college, and the other one just graduated. And they don't have any memory, and they finished, they got their degree from the University of Tennessee. They have no memories of Tennessee doing a damn thing in football. None. In their entire lives, they've got no memory of the Vols busting a grape in a football game. Of any consequence, let me put it that way. Cosby Cattleman must have heard me call him out. Welcome in.
Don't slip out that side door yet, Willie King. We got 15 minutes left in the show.
You know the clock.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, since old Crazy C walked on down the road, sounds like y'all having some phone trouble all of a sudden. You been
getting
any calls today?
No, we're good.
Any calls today?
Yeah.
I'll just give me a little feedback there.
Yeah, we're good.
Hey, Bill, I was kind of catching up on a little Sports Center there, so I'm kind of coming in cold with you here. But, you know, I hate to be the party pooper, you know. There have been a lot of happy Tennessee fans over here on the pretty side of the plateau and over your way, too, for that matter, everywhere. But let me tell you what just happened, Bill. I picked up the local sports page over here, the Knoxville News Sentinel.
Yeah.
Guess what's on the front of it?
Tony Vols.
No, you'd think so, wouldn't you? The Tennessee did one of these nepotism deals. They hired a husband and wife team to coach softball over here.
Yeah.
And that sounds like that's blatantly against the law. You ever heard of nepotism? And then they turned around and did it, too, with Kelly No Name, the women's basketball coach. They hired her and her hubby, too. They were over in Southeast Missouri, Nowhere State, making $200. And old Fatmer brought them over here for a cool million and hired them both. So we got two simmering things of nepotism over here going on. Well, the reason I'm bringing this up to you, Bill, is this old Ralph Weekly retired half the men. So who the hell's got two softball coaches, by the way? You talk about as fake as a football bat. What do you need two softball coaches, head softball coaches for?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, Bill, so this guy, he's been on the gravy train. You know, women's softball really hit big in the SEC, about a decade ago. It was really hot.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Well, anyway, now that college baseball's solved their bats, they're playing with ceramic bats instead of those pingy, sorry, aluminum bats. Nobody cares about women's softball anymore. But 10 years ago, it was all the rage. Everybody was going to women's softball games over here. You'd thought it was like going to watch the New York Yankees. And they built them a new stadium, did this and that. Well, guess what? Women's softball at UT sucks now. Mediocre at best. After UT invested all that money in it a decade ago.
Yeah.
Now these people have been on the gravy train. They're hired, getting retired, and going off to Shady Acres, multimillionaires, coaching women's softball. That's why you don't throw $35 million at Tony Vols, because the same thing will happen in baseball, too. All these programs are going to have up and down cycles. Heck, even Arkansas didn't go to the College World Series this year, did they? They were ranked number one all year.
Now, wait a minute. Ralph Weekly, half of the duo, he retired?
Yeah, he retired. He's about much older than his wife. His wife's still on the gravy train.
When did he retire? Recently or a year ago?
I guess yesterday.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, I think somebody, you know, y'all Nashville lawyers sued UT on that phony man-hater lawsuit and got a bunch of money out of UT on Title IX.
Yeah.
I'd like to encourage some Peabody lawyer to sue UT for a violation of state nepotism laws. They did it with the softball team, and they did it with Kelly No Name from Southwest Missouri, Nowhere State. They gave her an $800,000 raise, hired her hubby, and broke the nepotism laws again. But what I'm really saying here, Bill, is nobody cares about women's softball anymore. That was a decade ago. That's what's going to be happening 10 years from now. Nobody's going to care about Tennessee baseball and Tony Vols 10 years from now. That's why you don't spend $35 million on a sport that doesn't make any money. You go right down the road, you play in Randy Boyd's bad butt double-A baseball stadium. Looks like a mini Wrigley Field. And let Tony Vols go eat some gumbo. It's not about me wanting to be a party pooper. It's about me wanting to save $35 million and spend it on Neyland Stadium.
That ain't no money to Big Jim.
Well. Oh, by the way, Bill, you were running down Neyland Stadium yesterday, and I'm usually right there with you. They've done a lot of good work on the front side of Neyland Stadium. I don't like how they did the skybox. It's like one of those cheap Rolex watches. It's half gold and half stainless steel. They should have gone full gold.
Yeah.
But the front of it looks really good. The front facing, you know, kind of the main part of campus, the probably 60% of Neyland Stadium looks great. Problem is the other 40% looks like probably TSU Stadium.
When you walk in. When you walk in towards the front, it'd be the side of the back side of the press box.
Yeah, Gate 21 and all that. It looks great. They got Tennessee Terrace. They, you know, dual sky boxes. Daniel Plummer's talking about bringing like you know some open air seating so the you know the hoity toity types can drink the white wine, you know, and all that. Looking out at the mountains. Problem is, the back side of the Neyland Stadium looks like ESU. That's why you got to spend $35 million on something besides baseball.
See ya. There's the music. We got to go. One more break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm looking at this crash here on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. Traffic's just slow go now. Trying to get in from Rutherford County from Murfreesboro now. Trying to get up through the Hickory Hollow area here on 24 going westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway on the scene of this accident. Traffic starting to bunch up again here on 65 South at Trinity Lane. Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music. Order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound-chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle, simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is serving up new summer hours and a fantastic summer menu. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the only place downtown for breakfast or lunch. Start your day with biscuits and gravy or some pimento toast, or order a Tennessee patty melt or some chicken hash for lunch. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes, located 5th Avenue. Downtown in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Braves baseball is celebrating 150 years, and this 2021 team is looking to kick down the door and make this season one for the history books.
The 1-1 to Freeman. Slow curve, swung on, hooked to right field. This has got a chance. Home run! Into the chop house.
Tonight, it's Atlanta Braves baseball from Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati as the Braves take on the Cincinnati Reds.
Coverage begins this afternoon at 5:55 on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
Tri-State Forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For this morning, sunshine, highs today around 92. For tonight, partly cloudy, 71. Friday, mostly sunny, highs 87. Friday night, partly cloudy, low 71. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs near 92. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, The Bill King Show is there to break it down.
FanDuel Sportsbook. You got that app yet? Get that app. Download it. It's very easy. You've been watching the NBA playoffs from the sidelines. Now is the perfect time to get in on the action with FanDuel Sportsbook, because during the conference finals, new users get 30-1 odds on any team to win their next game. That means you can win $150 on a $5 bet. There are even more ways to win on FanDuel throughout the playoffs. And when you do win, you're going to get your money easy. It's a layup. You get paid in as little as 24 hours. Plus, the app is so easy to use. Just sign up with the promo code BKING to bet the NBA Conference Finals with 30-1 odds. Once again, that's promo code BKING to unlock 30-1 odds on any playoff team to win their next game exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. You must be 21 or older and present in the state of Tennessee. New users only for this promotion. Must wager in designated offer market. $10 first deposit required. $150 max bonus. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have gambling problems, call the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789. Is it already time to promote Friday? It's already, for the most part, Friday. We're almost there. How about that? I don't even count down to Friday. I do not look forward to Friday. I can't. I don't say things like can't wait to get to Friday. No. Getting to Friday ain't a thing for me. It's almost Friday. Nonetheless, we'll have Kevin Hagan with us, top of hour number two on the Friday edition. Also, Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com. In hour number three, Perry Mason says, Bill, visiting family, my first football of the season, G-word, seeing the kids out playing. Brother-in-law said they would stretch the limits here. Maybe you would know. Now, where is that a seven? I guess it's the morning practice, morning workouts. My kids, they do that Monday through Thursday. My three boys, my last three guys. Most everybody has a family of maybe two or three, right? I say my last three of all of them. Yeah, it's every morning they're up at about 5:30, and practice. I think it starts at 6:30, and it's not. Well, let me rephrase that. It's workouts. It's lifting. You can do a few skeleton things in shorts on the field, but it's not really what you would call football practice yet. Now, that's not that far away. They had another pajama tournament on Wednesday. This one was up in the walking horse capital of the world, Shelbyville. Shelbyville. Depends on how you pronounce it. I say Shelbyville, but it's Shelbyville, Tennessee. And they played a bunch of games yesterday, too. Bunch of pajama games. I didn't. No. I'm not driving. The last one was in Cool Springs in the Wilco area. And they're going to have another one around here soon. I'll go to those. But if it's some other county or a couple of counties away, I am not, even if it's my last three boys, I am not driving for pajama football. That ain't happening. Keep it in Wilco. I'll find a way to get there, right? I'll drive there. I'm not going to other counties. No. Not happening. Not for pajama ball. Now, real ball, yeah, oh, yeah. I'll be around. I'll be checking it out. Hey, good to have Grant back with his 30 for 30. That was good. Yeah, that was classic. Here's the deal with Grant. Grant's smart. Now, he's been doing this for a couple of years, but I don't think he's done more than about 10 of them. And the smart thing is he's not producing bad copy, if you will. No, he takes his time. Thinks it out, makes sure he has the storylines that he wants, and then he goes with it. So far, he has nailed it. Doing what he does isn't easy. It may sound, excuse me for the cough there, may sound easy, but it's not. And he's nailed every one of them. And the most recent one has gotten rave reviews again. I don't know that he's done one the last year or two. That's smart. No. That's like being a musician and trying to come out with an album too fast and you release a bunch of garbage, right? That happens a lot. Jeff 2, Bill, Shelbyville, is also the pencil capital of the world. More number two pencils are made there than anywhere else. You know what? I did not know that. Isn't Lee Corso the president of some kind of pencil company? Like, aside from what he does on ESPN and in the football and all that, doesn't he own or is the CEO of a pencil company somewhere down there in Florida? Am I right or wrong about that? At Bill is King on Twitter. I'm looking at the markets. There's Bloomberg. Just pulled it up. Everything is nice and happy and green. S&P is up. NASDAQ is up. VIX is down. Heck, the VIX. Am I looking at this correctly? VIX is below 16. I mean, that's a very happy number right there. I mean, that's incredibly happy, that number. Very good 3 hours today, y'all. Let's do it again tomorrow. Friday edition. Don't short Tesla. Don't be an idiot. Lajpah.